Hello, everyone. I'm Walter. Pandemic used to be something we all knew could never happen, but now it's real life, and everyone's biggest concern seems to be how they're going to wipe their butts. You dumbasses, get a hose. Can't we just take 2020, unplug it, and reboot? We are here to give you our thoughts on this terrible situation which we are all going through together.
Yep, because I'm good at thinking about stuff.
And we're all in this together, and I'm here to help out with some tips and ideas on how to stay safe and be healthy. Because, you know, we're going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. You're going to be fine.
Whatever. Where do we start?
I would like to go back to Mexico now.
This makes that time I caught hoof and mouth disease seem like an office party.
They keep telling us to use common sense. I don't know what that means, but apparently it doesn't work because here we are. Okay, they say, don't panic. Everything's gonna be fine. Just don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. If it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You can prevent coronavirus by drinking only American beer, because there's no such thing as Budweiser disease. Or Coors Contagion, yeah. Or Michelob Microbe. Or Bush virus. Well, that's different. I caught that. What, 2-4?
As a lot of you know, my side job is being a greeter at Walmart. Thanks to this pandemic, I have now altered my usual salutation. Welcome to Walmart. Get your stuff, but if you get near me, I'll stab you in the neck.
Okay, you can prevent caring about the coronavirus by drinking a lot of American beer. True?
That's true.
Yeah, and that's where I am right now.
These viruses can be killed by household bleach, alcohol, and plastic explosives.
True story.
Seriously, does the border gate swing the other direction?
Wearing a mask will not keep you from getting the virus. Hey, this reminds me of that time I got some bad hooch.
All I know is you're not supposed to touch anything, like a package or in the mail. If something comes in the mail, you don't touch it. Don't touch it! Don't touch it!
Take me back, and I promise to get you a box of Kleenex and a couple of churros.
You can make your hand sanitizer out of vodka and then lick your hands safely.
Just leave it on the front porch and then you spray it with Lysol. And then you get Purell and dump a bucket of Purell on the package. Keep washing your hands until they feel like they're going to fall off.
Yeah, like that.
But don't touch the package because you don't know what the mailman has it. It's fine.
If you ask me, the folks hoarding all the hand sanitizers are the real ass wipes.
It's better to be a hoarder than a whore.
I haven't seen hoarding like this since the day Drakkar Cologne came out.
And here's the big thing. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
You should wash your hands for 20 seconds, which ironically is the same amount of time that it takes me to... this is awkward.
No, officer. I am transporting all of this alcohol and nitroglycerin to make hand sanitizer. Yeah, that's it.
Please wash your hand before you touch my stick.
They say the most effective skin sanitizers are 70% alcohol. So, if you drink 90 proof whiskey, just lick anything to clean it. I'm a damn genius.
Gasoline is not a hand sanitizer, or a gargle, or a seasoning.
Guilty on 3 counts, Your Honor.
I heard the disease comes from China, so eat off paper plates.
Stop calling coronavirus a minefield. A minefield is a minefield.
Since this thing is called a pandemic, it must have started with a panda. What? Aren't pandas from China? No? I don't know.
My wife just told me she's negative. Yes, she is. About everything.
I hope the coronavirus test is true, false, and not fill in the blank, because that SAT was a bitch.
Don't touch your face! Don't touch your face! I have an itch! I have to touch my face! I have to!
Do not touch your face or yourself in public, especially in a school zone.
Just don't touch your face! Don't touch your face! I touched my face!
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Cop had me do that once. Fail.
If you see something, don't say something. Just cough on the asshole.
I have to touch my face. I swear, I have to touch my face. I love touching my face. I love touching my face. I miss touching my face.
Self-isolate. Stay home from work. That one kills me. Okay, twist my arm.
If non-essential government employees will have to stay home, does that mean no more Bernie Sanders?
I touched my face!
They say cover your mouth when you sneeze, so I guess I should cover my nose when I cough. Ooh, I sucked at biology too.
The people at the most risk of infection are the elderly. This is one of the few times that I want to stay in the box.
I don't care anymore.
If you're out in public, you need to avoid getting near any of the idiots who are out in public.
Minimize your risk of exposure. I'm pretty sure that means zip it up.
How am I going to minimize my risk of exposure? Every part of me is exposed. I guess I'll wear my turban on my face.
To end this pandemic, we must abide by appropriate social distancing, which means staying away from everyone by at least 6 feet. That's right, everyone. Hey, come here.
No.
Yeah, come here.
What?
We're not exactly 6 feet apart.
No.
Arm too short?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.